Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So glad that you're with me again today. Thankful that you're here. Grateful for you. Grateful that you're learning the Word of God. My prayer is that you're listening to these podcasts and you're being inspired to have the Lord work on your heart, perhaps convict you in areas, but then also enable you to live in ways that are pleasing to Him. It's what happens with me, even as I study these things along with you. Let's ask the Lord to bless our time together. We want to gain everything we can out of this study. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the one that directs us to these things. Lord, you created us. You created your word. You gave us your word. And now we can study it. And Lord, you'll even enable us to be guided into all truth by your Holy Spirit and empowered to live according to that truth, so that we can be pleasing unto you. And for that, Lord, we give you glory and honor that you so deserve. Lord, you deserve all the credit for everything that is done. And so we ask you to bless us. Again, we thank you for your word. We do so in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Putting on the New Man. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 10. As Paul the Apostle directed the Colossian church member to set their affection on eternal things rather than earthly things, he gave them specific characteristics which they were to put off, and he referred to them as the old man. The old man represented the old life or the old way of living, and those ways were to be put away. In chapter 3 and verse 10 in his letter to the Colossians, Paul wrote about putting on the new man, where we read, "And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him." The verse begins, "And have put on the new man." As Paul began this verse, he employed the word "and," which is a continuing conjunction that is in keeping with the flow of thought. As the Colossians were to put off the old man with his deeds, they were to put on or sink into clothing or to clothe oneself with the new man, which means the recently born, young and youthful person. As Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." The Colossians were to put off the old way of living and put on the new way of living. The verse goes on to say, "which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him." Paul went on to explain more about the new man as he wrote, "which is renewed or caused to grow up, made new, given new strength and vigor, and changed into a new kind of life as opposed to the former corrupt state." They were to be renewed in knowledge, which is precise and correct knowledge, which is after the image of him or figure likeness, moral likeness of renewed men to God, the image of the Son of God, into which the true Christians are transformed, and not only to the heavenly body, but also to the most holy and blessed state of mind which Christ possesses. That created him, which refers to God who formed, shaped, and completely changed or transformed him. When the Colossians gave their hearts and lives to Jesus Christ by believing in his death on the cross for their sins, they were to change their ways from their natural state to a renewed manner of living that was after the likeness of God. While we meditate upon these words of Paul, we should be thinking about being renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created us. The more we know him, the more we're going to be like him. And we should be growing in a likeness of God more and more every day. Our old man or old way of living should be fading, and our new man or new way of living should be our predominant lifestyle. This is possible by being renewed in the knowledge after him. And as we spent time in his word and fellowship with him in prayer, he will become more aware, or we will become more aware of ways about us that represent our former earthly life and discover eternal ways which may be lived today. May the Lord help us to know the difference. Next time, Paul shares about having no difference socially, ethnically, and nationally when we are in Christ. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.